Okay, Torah on Parshas Vayetze, page Chof Aleph. This famous moment that we learned already. Okay, the pasuk says at the end of Yaakov's dream, "V'shavti v'sholom abeis avi," and I'll come peacefully back to my father's house. "V'hoy Hashem li lelakim," and then Hashem will be my God. "V'even," as they say, "shesamti matzeva," and this stone that I put as a monument, "yabeis lelakim," should be a home of Hashem. Okay, so Yaakov Inu says two things. If I return, or when I return home peacefully, Hashem will be my Elohim, Hashem will be my God. And this stone that I made as a monument should be a base Elohim. So he said, what's the connection? What's the connection between the stone and the name Avayah? In other words, he says like this, "V'hoy Hashem li lelakim, Havaya will be Elohim, and then Vaevan Azeita Shasamti Matsega." What's the connection between Havaya and Elohim, Havaya becoming Elohim, and the Evan Azeis? Gamsar Chlohovin, also we need to understand the expression in grammar. Kilosh in the Evan Azeis, Sulosh in the Keva. In Hebrew, Zeh is masculine, Zeis is feminine. When it says, Evan Azeis, so it's masculine and feminine. Then it says, "Yihiyah beis elokim." That's masculine. So if it says Zayt, it has to say, "Tihiyah beis elokim." Now, either Evan Azeh, Yihiyah, or Evan Azeh, Tihiyah. Here the pasuk is saying, Evan Azeh and Yihiyah. Because Yihiyah is Lashon Zachar, and Yihiyah is Lashon Zachar. Okay, so we need to understand the connection between Havaya elokim and Evan Azeh. And also grammatically, why it says Evan Azeis and not Evan Azeis, or Yihiyah. He says, "L'hovin kolam," now to understand all of this, "sarach lahat gimel levaya." We first need to explain Masha Kosel, and before it says, "Ayiv kabam bokim." Yaakov Avinu met the place, when he came to the place, "Ayikach mi'avni amokim, v'yosim rashayis." He took from the stones of the place, put it around his head, and he made it into a monument. So obviously there's an issue here dealing with stones. What is this stone? The stone becomes Beis Elokim. What is this uniqueness of Avonim over here of stones? Initially, it Pasuk says, "Yikach me'avnei hamokim," plural. He took from the stones. And then it says, "V'Yakov also etzamam Evan Achas," and then Yaakov made him into one stone. Okay, so Rashi explains they were fighting, but here the Alter Rebbe is explaining up this. So he said, we also have to understand, what is this thing of taking stones, and first there are many stones, and then he become one stone? Like, what does all this mean? Obviously, he's not talking in pshat, he's talking in a deeper meaning of it. He says, "Achine," at the beginning of the Parshat says, Yaakov went out of Be'er Sheva, that's where Yitzchak was living, and he went to Choron. Yaakov, what does this mean? Now he's going to explain this whole pasuk and this whole Yaakov Avinu stone thing according to Chassidus. Yaakov is a level of Yud Akev. Yud, right, that's the word Yaakov, Yud Akev, which is Bchinas Hamshachas Chochmila, which is the level of Yud, the Mata Gam Bchinas Akvayim. Yud, the first letter of Hashem's name, represents, like we learned many times, Chochma. He is Bina, Vav the six fetus, He is Malchus. So Yud is the level of Chochma. We're talking Kedusha, so we're talking Chochma Vatzilis. What does Yud Akev mean? That Yaakov's Aveda was bringing the level of Chochma all the way even into the level of Akev, even to the lowest of the lowest level, which is the heel. And that's what it says. What is the inyan of Yaakov? What is Aveda of Yaakov Avinu? To take from Be'er Sheva into Choron. In other words, how could Yaakov take Kedusha of Be'er Sheva, where Yitzchak Avinu lived, and Be'er Sheva, like you explained, the source where the Neshama comes from, all the way into Choron, which is a place that makes God angry, meaning from the highest level to the lowest level, because it was Yaakov. What is Yaakov? Yud Akev. Yaakov Inu takes the highest level of Yud and brings it into Akev. And he says, Ma'him Shemachinas Be'er Sheva, which is Lamaila, Maila, which is the super level of Elokus, which is the level of Atzilus, which is the level of one with Hashem, and he brings it down. He brings it all the way down the mata, which is Choron, Kasha Yevayir, the Betus Hashem, like I'll explain soon, he says. Okay, so what's the whole Indian of Yaakov bringing his high level of Be'er Sheva all the way down to Choron? And the Chassidus explains, Be'er Sheva, what's the Be'er Sheva? So it says, that's the place of Mashbi and Eisei, Tihi Tzadik Val Tirosha. Right before the Neshama comes down, you give it a vow, an oath, and you fill it up with ability to heat tzaddik. That's the level of Be'er Sheva, Kedusha and Eretz Yisrael, where Yitzchak Avinu lived. And now you bring it all the way down into the Choron, which is the lowest of the lowest. So he says, Kamesha Kos of Tzava Yeshua's Yaakov, which Yeshua's, what is Yeshua's, the root of the word is Shin Ayin. What does that mean? In Shinai in the Hayden Eloin, which are the 370 revelations of above, or Bachin is Yaakov, Machaber Umamshach Esam, Lamata Bachinus Akvayim Ganke. What does the Pasuk say? Tzave Yeshua's Yaakov. Tzave means to connect, mitzvah. Yeshua's are the Shinai in the greatest revelations, and Yaakov represents heel. So what does the Pasuk say? Tzave Yeshua's Yaakov. What does Yaakov Avinu do? He takes the Yeshua's, the highest level of Kedusha, the 370, whatever that means, revelations of Elokus, and he brings it down into the level of Yaakov. And then Yeshua's, not only does it mean the 370 revelations, it also comes in the word, the root of the word is Sha'a, which means hour, but it means turning. Like it said, Vayisha Hashem El Hevel. It says over there by Kain in Hevel, by Yisha Hashem, Hashem turned to Hevel's carbon, not to Kain, right? Now, when you turn to somebody, that means you're lowering yourself from my level to your level. So again, what does it mean? Tzave Yeshua Yaakov. He says two interpretations. One interpretation is, he brings down, he connects Tzave, the 370 revelations of Atzilus, all the way into the level of Yaakov. Or Shah means he turns. That means he brings down the highest levels of Kedusha into the lowest level.
Sounds like the same.
Yeah, but one represents the Shin Ayin Eris, and one is the turning, the bringing down. It's the same thing. He says, but when the godliness comes all the way down, the tzimtzumim, rabim, and many tzimtzumim, ad shabo gam lamata, b'v'chinis chodon, when it comes all the way down to the level of chodon, nasa alma de pruda legami, then it becomes separated from godliness. In other words, the Alter Rebbe is alluding to a question, so to speak. If you take Kedusha, and you bring it down, 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 L'cheder should still be Kedusha. But eventually, okay, less, but all Kedusha. Now, we're saying that Kedusha comes down and eventually becomes Choron, which is the epitome of evil, anger, Hashem getting Hashem angry, period, separation, and all that. And he says, that's what happens when you bring down Kedusha, down, 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 through all the Tzimtzum, it could become, to an extent, that there is no more Kedusha felt. Which is the level of Chochmah Elah, Lahashkis Sagan, to water the garden, then Misham Yipari. From there it becomes Pirut. Like we find at the beginning of creation, there was Gan and there was Eden. Initially it was two different things, Gan and Eden. And then the Pasuk says, at the beginning of Bereishis, Nahar Yaitzim Eden, the river went out of Eden to water the Gan. And what happened, meaning, it went from Eden, which is Tainuk, into Gan. And from there, the pasuk continued, Misham Yipareid, simply means it spread out into the four tributaries, the four rivers. But it's a Yipareid, means it's become the level of total separation from Elokus. Okay, so bottom line is like this. When Elokus comes down from Be'er Sheva to Choron, Elokus comes all the way, godliness comes all the way down to the extent that it becomes evil. What was Yaakov Avinu wanting to do over here with these stones? The Yaakov Avinu all over Shalom. He wanted to elevate Choron to a level of Kedusha, that even down here, in a place where seemingly is separation from Malukos, should be Yichud Ubitul Mamish. So he says, what did Yaakov Avinu want to do? Normally, the way Hashem made the world was that it becomes separation, becomes evil. Tachtein, what Yaakov Avinu wanted to accomplish, and he's going to explain how he wanted and what he did, is to elevate the Tachteinim, the lower world, that Elokus should be revealed down here, just like it's revealed in the higher worlds. In other words, normally it's not, obviously, it becomes all the way down into evil. And Yaakov Avinu wanted, over here in this whole dream stone story, he wanted to re-elevate the world, that the world down here should be on the same level that it was in Atzilus. 1 second. Ozeis, and that's what he wanted to do. Ozeis, amaviyikach miyavne hamokim. He took from the stones of the place, plural. Okay, meaning, v'yadua kine neidash avonim nikroesius. In Kabbalah it says that stones are called letters. Where do we see stones are called letters? It says in Sefer Yetzirah, shtei avonim beinu shtei batim. Over there in Sefer Yetzirah, the famous Sefer Yetzirah that has been found in many places. It says over there like this, two stones built two houses. Three stones built six houses. What does it mean in Sefer Yetzirah? So he said, if you have two letters, like Aleph and Beis, you can make two words, Aleph, Beis, Beis, Aleph. If you have three words, three letters, Aleph, Beis, Gimel, so then you can make six combinations of the words. And that's the Shishabat, yes, Kamei, what's the connection between stones and letters? Kamei, Shemiavonim, Harbe. Nasa bayis echot. Just like for many stones become one house. That you can live in it. The same thing for many letters. Nasa tevis become words. Shebehem is slap shasecha that the sechel can come into. Meaning, just like stones builds houses, letters builds words. Just like houses is a place you could live in. So, words are a place you can bring your seichel into, or feelings, or to reveal it in that way. Even though stones is inanimate, stones are inanimate, the lowest of levels. That stones inanimate is the lowest of all the four elements. The same thing the Sefer Yetzirah says, that the letters that the seichel is in, and kamebchinas daimin, the letters have nothing to do with the seichel that you're transmitting through the letters. It's just like stones. Just like the stones build a house you can live in, so letters build a concept that you can think about. But it doesn't have anything to do with the seichel. It's inanimate things. Letters themselves are of nothing. They're inanimate objects. The names are moving me call on now. Avonim nikroesis, that stones are called letters. That's the way it is in the spiritual realm. In other words, Alter Rebbe is getting to it very simple. Yaakov Avinu wanted to take the lowest level of the world, which is inanimate, which is stone, pluralism, separation from the oneness of Hashem, and he wanted to make those stones into one stone, meaning one level of bittul, one level of kedusha. Stone represents letter, stone represents inanimate. He wanted to bring the level of Kedusha. Nimsa moving. Okay. Dinek siv, Bidvar Hashem Shamayim Nasim. With the word of Hashem, the heavens were made. Or like it says, Machuz Chamachuz Kol Elamim. Pirush, which means, Shachayis Kol Ha'elims. The life of all the Kol Elamim, meaning the infinite worlds. Him Elamis Al Ein Ketz. Like it says, Ayesh Mispazug Dudov. He says, what does that mean? Hashem created with letters infinite amount of words, worlds, and worlds. Hine im kolzem, even though there's infinite amount of words, im kolzem, nevertheless, makav esheder sheyesav chayusam, the whole source of their existence only comes to the level of malchus shubachinas dvar havaya umachay umahava esam yayin liyashkamit. The Alter Rebbe is defining what the pasuk Malchus Cho Malchus Kol Elamim, meaning worlds were created, as we know, beginning of Chumash, Vayomer Elokim, Vayomer Elokim, Hashem spoke. Which is the level of Malchus? Speech is Malchus, because a king rules with speech. A king doesn't rule with anything else. He sits in his palace and he gives orders. So he rules with speech. So Malchus represents Dibur. Now, what created the worlds? The stones, what are stones? Letters, the words that Hashem created the world with. So, when Hashem created the world with the level of Malchus, but he created infinite worlds, Malchus ha Malchus kol elamim. That means even though there's infinite worlds, the whole chayis of the whole, all the worlds, all the universe and everything else, is, or the spiritual realms for that matter also, are only the level of Malchus, which is the lowest of levels. And even in Malchus, Bidvar Hashem Shemayim Nas, with one word of God's mouth.
Can you repeat that one more time?
You think I remember what I just said? Sorry, not at this age. Malchus Malchus Kol Elamim means that all the infinite worlds that God created, he created with one word of his mouth. And that's the whole existence of the whole world. So if you're comparing that to what God really is, it's nothing. It's a million times nothing. And he says, "Liyeshem nevroim bali gvul," because the limited creations, sheyesh, shegvul asigosim. They're even the spiritual or the physical levels of worlds are all limited in their understanding. Like it says, Mahalach Takshana. It says in the Gemara Chagiga, from the earth to that first heaven is a going of 500 years. From each heaven to the next is 500 years. Each heaven is 500 years. And then Yevrag Lecha is going to go the whole thing. But it's still limited. Ve'einim klal ve'erach. And there's no connection, the Gabi Erda Vaya, which is Ein Sof infinite, Hamizgala Be'elim Esoyein. Okay, so therefore he says like this, worlds compared to the essence of Hashem, the higher infinite revelations of Hashem are worthless. Now world, no matter how great the world is, by definition, world is a limitation because it has certain dimensions to it. World, that's why olam comes to the word helam, because helam is concealment. Any, even Atzilus, which is infinite, it's still a world. Why? Because there's 10 levels. Chochma, Bina, those are limitations. It might be infinite Chochma, infinite Bina, but it's still Chochma and Bina and Das and Chesed and Gvura, and so on. Higher than Atzilus, there are no worlds. There's no limitation. So he says, even the highest level of limitation of the worlds, of world, compared to the infinite level of Hashem, that's not limited by worlds, it's finite compared to infinite. Now you can have a trillion, 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 it's still infinite away from infinite. And therefore all the worlds, compared to the level of Hashem, are nothing. And therefore, this finite level of world that Hashem gives existence to. How is this supposed to live and exist from the infinite level of Hashem? Hashem is infinite. Now, if you cut infinite in half, which you can't, right? You cut infinite in half, it's still infinite. Okay? So how can in the world, how in the world can infinite become finite? So that has to hold coming, we'll see. It has to be the whole concept of tzimtzum and concealment of the yud coming into the okay, the level of tzimtzum that doesn't allow worlds to have any kedusha in it. And then Yaakov Avinu wanted to bring that level of kedusha from the highest worlds down in the lowest limited worlds.